We're joined now by Colonel Rob Maness. He's run twice for the United States Senate. Rob Maness is a card-carrying Republican and has been an ardent supporter of our president, Donald Trump. Has that changed at all based on the revelations of this week, Colonel Maness?
No, not at all, Jim. And it's Gator Pack, not Gumbo Pack.
I'm sorry.
And just to update you.
Yeah, Gumbo Pack was the Trey Orso, Michael Baychuk pack. Thanks for the correction.
Yes,
your Gator Pack.
Yes, sir. No problem. Just to update you on recent events in our household, I recently qualified for the open House of Representatives seat at District 77 for the Louisiana State Legislature.
And that's a couple of years away, so you're off and running 2 years out.
It's a special election on October. John Schroeder.
All right, you're right.
Gave us the impetus.
If he's elected treasurer, right?
No, sir. He has resigned.
Okay. All right.
It is a special election.
So this is
October 14th.
Okay, so you got 2-3 months from today then. Okay,
yeah.
So Schroeder is a candidate for treasurer, and he has resigned his House seat. Now, Rob Maness, what about the President of the United States? Where do you stand with him?
I still fully support the President of the United States. I think it's interesting. I'm fascinated by the difference in the punditry and the different media outlets and the way they treated the Hillary Clinton as a government official, destroying official government records that should be available for public review, and how they're treating this issue with Don Trump Jr., who released the full email trail. Whether it was a good idea legally or not, I'm not an attorney, so I'm not going to make any judgment on that, but I think it was a really big clue about how transparent and how he feels that he did not do anything wrong, and his attorneys, I'm sure, talked to him about that.
He released the email trail after the New York Times told him they had the emails and were going to release them. Why didn't he release them within the last year?
I can't answer that. I'm not tied into his team or anything. I can imagine, having run two statewide campaigns, I can only fathom that, in the middle of a presidential election, his meetings and emails numbered in the hundreds of thousands, I'm sure. That's the only answer I have for it. I'm just glad that he did release it and that he stepped up to the plate. As we all know, Mr. Mueller's got subpoena power, and he's going to look into this, and I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it. But the bottom line is, I've listened to a lot of attorneys talk over the last few days about this, and I've done a little bit of research myself. It doesn't appear that there was any illegal activity based on taking the meeting. Whether he should have reported it to the FBI, I think, is another question. I probably would have, based on the comment that was in the bottom of that email about the Russian government, especially. But I'm interested to know who else was in the meeting besides the attorney. Her story appears to corroborate what Trump Jr.'s story does. But I think we'll get to the bottom of it. Unlike what happened in the Clinton cases and all of her staff members, which still need to be investigated fully, and I believe, I hope Mr. Mueller will subpoena all of that material so that we can get to the bottom of exactly how Russia was connected to both political campaigns.
Well, as I mentioned, you served more than 3 decades in the Air Force, and through those 3 decades, the United States was involved in a Cold War with the Soviet Union, and Russia is a nemesis. They tinkered in our election, and it appears now there is a direct link to the Trump campaign. So with that said, you say there's no crime, but is it suspicious that the president's staff, led by his son and his son-in-law, would meet with the Russians in June of last year, less than 5 months before the election?
No, it's not suspicious at all. I mean, as the president himself said, if you were offered opposition research on your opponent as running for president, you would take the meeting. I would have taken the meeting myself, and it really, what comes out of the meeting, and I had a meeting in my last campaign where I had to make a report to law enforcement and legal authorities because I thought something untoward happened in the meeting. So, but taking the meeting on my part wasn't a crime or suspicious. suspicious or anything, because you do all those types of things in the middle of a political campaign. Again, I go back to Mrs. Clinton while she was running for president was Secretary of State, or just before that was Secretary of State, and had destroyed thousands of government property documents that
all right, well,
haven't been fully there
has
investigated.
Been, there has been an
what,
investigation.
What
there has been an investigation yeah. of Secretary Clinton. There was
he was given political cover.
Why
by
is
FBI
that?
Director,
why is
the,
that relevant to what's
Department
going on with President Trump right now? Hillary Clinton's defeated. She's not around any longer. Why is that relevant to the discussion about the president?
Well, Jim, I think it's very relevant on how she was given political cover by the Department of Justice and the FBI director and all of her political friends and even the President of the United States. And that needs to be fully looked
right.
into. And I hope Mr. Mueller really does look at all of this. As I say, I fully support the president 100%. But this does need to be looked into, you know, when you look at these kind of things and you hear about this kind of stuff.
When you said she was assisted by the FBI director, James Comey's the same guy who 11 days before the election said that he was reopening the investigation because of emails found on Huma Abedin's server. And it turned out there was nothing to those emails. So that certainly didn't help Hillary Clinton's bid to defeat Donald Trump.
Oh, of course it didn't help her. But, you know, the fact that he recommended and took the role of prosecutor and recommended no prosecution as the FBI director certainly did help her when he clearly found that she had been guilty of passing classified information over unclassified.
All right. Well, if she should have been indicted, as you apparently believe, Colonel, then does that mean some of the Trump people should be indicted?
No, not at all. I have not seen any classified information on the Trump side, and nor would they have access to classified information until very late in the day when the president started getting briefings after he became the Republican nominee. But most of the staff wouldn't have had access to that anyway. And I only speak about that as someone who held a top secret security clearance with sensitive compartmented information access for 32 and a half years of my life. And I know darn well that Mrs. Clinton and her staff committed crimes under the laws protecting classified information.
All right. Well, earlier we had Quinn Hillier on, Colonel, and he indicated that Jared Kushner has changed his security clearance form over 100 times to amend it based on information he did not present that he was required to do when he became a member of the White House staff under his father-in-law president. So that would seem to be something that would be potentially of a criminal nature, if that is true.
No, what would be criminal is if he discovered that he had left something off, because I'm sure he's got an army of attorneys researching his records to make sure he caught all of his
connections. Well, why didn't he reveal this meeting? He was part of it. He didn't do that.
Well, again, Mueller will have to look at that and take a look at it. We're not sure what exactly happened there, and Trump Jr. has opened it up, and certainly there's going to be some questions asked. But the criminal activity would be if he found those 100 connections and didn't revise his security clearance forms. That would be the crime. So he's doing the right things, and you can only take what the facts at face value. And from my perspective, he's done exactly the right thing. And I've only filled out about 50 of those in my lifetime, and I understand the rules and the policies associated with it.
So when he was filling out the form the first time, and it indicates, have you met with other governments, he apparently forgot this meeting in June of last year with a Russian emissary. That would seem to be hard to believe. This lady that they met with did not even speak English. That's the kind of meeting that you would probably remember.
Not necessarily. You know, Jim, these guys, they meet with tens of thousands of people every year in their businesses, I'm sure, and they have lots of business ties to that part of the world. So that's not necessarily a unique situation for Kushner and Don Trump Jr., for sure, and Manafort either, which the thing that surprises me is Manafort is a Politico, longtime Politico, and was in the meeting, must not have been really paying attention. or seen that email, because he should have flagged that as something that is a potential issue after the Russia thing became a thing.
All right. Well, earlier,
remember the context.
Earlier you said
the context.
I'm sorry.
Remember
go
the
ahead.
Context. Remember the context. This meeting occurred before the Russia fever really took off and got started. What Trump Jr. said the other night on the air.
Well, earlier you said you would report it to the FBI, but then you said right after that you didn't see anything wrong with the meeting. So why would you report something to the FBI that you find nothing wrong with?
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you what.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, okay, we got to take a break, but we'll return and spend another segment with Colonel Rob Maness, two-time U.S. Senate candidate from Louisiana.
I'm not exactly pleased with some of his campaign positions on creating new government programs and entitlements, those kind of things. So I think the caller is just a little bit off base. The folks that I know that voted for Trump are thinking people, and they wanted what's best for America. And I certainly agree with Mr. Hillier, who thinks Hillary Clinton would have been terrible for America. You know what? I hope Mr. Mueller also investigates the Clinton campaign's connections to the Ukraine, where they actually did collude, and this lawyer that was in this meeting with Trump Jr. was actually part of that also, it's my understanding. I'm very interested to see the outcomes of these hearings and further investigation into this matter, because I think folks on both sides of the issue are going to get some surprises.
877-217-5757, Paul in Opelousas. Paul, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Colonel Rob Maness.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, Mr. Maness.
Good morning.
Jim, first of all, you got a great show. You always did have a great show.
Thank you.
I think you definitely are fair and even to everybody, especially concerning the state of Louisiana. But one question I do have from listening months of all this stuff, we're not even a year into President Trump's administration. So in 2 years, it's probably going to be a heck of a thing. But do you see that Democratic, conservative, Republican, we're almost taking it as a religion. It's almost becoming a religion to whoever, whatever side you pick. Do you see us going more into a prime minister style of government now, somewhere like in London, where if you win, boom, you have to have the House backing you at 100% or a majority, or you just lose your strength. Do you see us slipping into that, where it's this paradigm shift every 4 or 8 years of either being totally with one person or totally with other? Do you see us going that way? Thank you very much, Jim, and great show. Great
All right,
show.
Thank you, Paul. Colonel, what do you make of that? Are we going to have a sweeping change in all aspects of our government based on the unique nature of our 45th president?
No, I think it's actually the opposite, Jim. I think we will go back more to the constitutional government as it was intended, with a more clear separation of powers between the three branches of government. And I think you'll see more federalism. You see that in some of the health care bills that are being offered up on the Republican side. But you got to remember, Trump is not a diehard Republican, and you know, I may be a card-carrying Republican, but I'm an American before I'm anything, and I'm a husband, a dad, a Christian, you know, a citizen before I'm even that. And I want what's best for our country, and I think most people do that are thinking folks that aren't hardcore one way or the other, Democrat, Republican, independent, Libertarian,
those kind. All right. Well, Senators Cassidy and Kennedy are weighing a health care bill that Mitch McConnell has crafted to the point where the Republicans are about to vote on it, and Democrats, and it appears all the Democrats will vote no, and a few of the Republicans. But if more than two vote no, it's dead on arrival. With all this noise in the background, or in the foreground, about the president, does it make it more difficult to get something like this accomplished?
No, I think it's remarkable that they're actually close to a vote, because the people that voted for the Republicans to take the House, the Senate, and the presidency want to repeal Obamacare. And we're not seeing that, and those of us that want an all-out repeal are very supportive of Senator Rand Paul, who has advocated for that. The president's even said that. Go ahead and repeal it all and work on the other technical issues down the road. So I think it's not having that much of a problem.
Jeff on Plank Road.
Can I go back to your.
Let's get Jeff in, and then we'll let you respond. Okay. Jeff on Plank Road. Jeff, good morning.
Hey,
you're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning. I just wanted to mismanage the address. Why they keep bringing up Hillary Clinton? Right now, you know, President Trump is our president, and whatever Hillary Clinton did, let's deal with that later. Let's deal with the collusion or whatever it is that President Trump has going on now. I just kind of want, you know, our representatives to focus on that, because that's what matters right now to me. And thank you. I'll take my question.
All right, off there. Thank you, Jeff. Colonel?
I think most people want the folks in D.C. to focus on what we were just talking about. You know, they want them to focus on health care, on tax reform, on deregulation to make the business climate better, so that we can create more jobs in the industry. And they're not really talking much about that in the media. The media is overly focused, I believe, on this Russia issue. You know, I wanted to get back to your question before the break about, you know, I said I would have reported it. You got to remember, I come from a completely different background than Don Jr. And from his perspective, I wouldn't have reported that meeting because nothing came out of it. You know, so, I mean, just like I told you,
but
I had
you said you would have reported it based on the email before the meeting. I think that's what you said.
But I have because I have a totally different background and perspective with Russia and the Soviet Union and those kind of things. Mr. Trump didn't have that, and it wasn't even a Russia fever issue.
Well,
and
Donald Trump Jr. does not know that Russia is an enemy of the United States, does he really have any business being involved in the administration?
Donald Trump Jr. is not in the administration.
Well, he's an advisor to the president, and he was representing the president at this meeting.
That was a campaign meeting. He's not in the administration.
All
but
right.
Let's go
Jared
back to
Kushner's
Russia.
Kushner's in the administration.
But let's that's a different issue.
He was in the meeting too.
I think we addressed that. He was in the meeting. So was Paul Manafort. But that's in the campaign. That was in the campaign. And Trump Jr. has never been as part of the U.S. government or even as an advisor to the president in the government while the president's the government. But let's go to Russia for a second. I hear a lot of folks on the left saying Russia's an enemy, Russia's a nemesis. The Soviet Union was a nemesis and an enemy. I spent 20-something years of my life to help bring the Berlin Wall down and defeat the Soviet Union. Russia is a different entity, completely different entity. It may be run by a KGB colonel named Putin now, but it is not the nemesis that the Soviet Union was, whose goal was to end democracy and the American way of life. And this nation called Russia today, we have
They interfered with our election, Colonel.
Can you let me finish?
And many Republicans, such as John McCain, would differ with what you're saying right now.
Well, that may be true, but let me finish what I'm saying. So Russia, when people speak about Russia as a nemesis and the enemy, we have diplomatic relations with this country. We have bilateral relations. We even have security agreements with this country that we did not have with the Soviet Union. And remember Ronald Reagan, when he went to talk with the Soviet Union and did come to a peaceful nuclear agreements with them.
I'm sorry, we do have to roll. It is time to go, but thanks, Colonel. It's been a pleasure. We'll be back Monday. Stay tuned.